Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Let's go right, weak. You good? Right here. Coming off. Oh, got it.
It's just a testament to these guys working to get better, sacrificing, being driven, and passionate about winning a championship.
I'm back!
As long as we continue to stay focused on the prize at hand, I think that we have a chance to do something great.
Wolves on three. 1, 2, 3, Wolves.
It is Minnesota All Access all day on ESPN, including here on NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet. We have you covered all show long. We're going to start at 3:15 Eastern. So we have a little behind-the-scenes look at Mike Conley Jr.'s day ahead of tonight's big game against the Bucks. And then take a look. 15 minutes later, we have a little film session with the three-time Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, as Kendrick Perkins would say, Rudy Gobert, with the one and only Richard Jefferson. And then I had to play a little Jenga with the Wolves All-Star Anthony Edwards while, of course, talking a little bit of hoop. So we do these all-access days when we look at teams that have next, right? But honestly, it might even be a little bit late to the Twin Cities party because the Wolves lead a jam-packed Western Conference with 27 games to go. That's the latest into the season. They have been first in over 20 years.
Wow.
She is the multi-talented Jhené Egbuemeke. He is the one and only Kendrick Ladale Perkins. I'm Malika Andrews. Senior writer Zach Lowe is going to be with us in just a moment. Let's not waste any more time. Get to the games that happened last night. That we had a bunch of teams in action, including Kendrick Perkins. It's a little bit of a gold rush here in Golden State. The Warriors, they picked it up right where they left off.
Look at those pants. I wonder if they got them in the 54.
They don't.
Sorry.
Well, you can have them if you can throw passes like that, Perk.
You see Steph Curry, Steph Johnson, should I say, the no-look behind-the-back dime, on time, on target, and the smile and the joy.
He had 25 points in the first half, kept it going here.
But look, this is what I like, right? The new system. Steph Curry being the primary ball handler, some nice screen setting going on right there.
You have to do the move, Perk. You have to do the move.
And look at the isolation. Yeah, my boy doing the cha-cha slide.
A little wiggle there for Steph Curry. Gets it to Brandon Pajemski. Pajemski, he's feeling like he can pull up from Steph
Curry. Tip in.
Not quite. Don't worry. Andrew Wiggins, though, he gets it. The Warriors, they lead by 11 at the break, Jhené. But Steph Curry, he kept it rolling in the second half.
Look, first of all, let's talk about the handle, taking more responsibility, the nice little pump fake to the fillet on the lay-in. And I'll do the wiggle, Perk, since you won't. Pump fake there, step through. And then, of course, you've got the millisecond shot coming up. Turning the corner, he's able to get to the rim. He's able to knock down threes. What can he not do?
The Warriors, they win 128-110. Curry had 32-8. Let's take a look, listen at Steph on the rest of the season.
That is the sixth seed is the goal, because that, you know, always takes you out, guarantees you a spot in the series, and that's what we want. But in order to, in the way our season's gone, taking a big goal and breaking it down, this is probably the ultimate test of stay right where you are. Win every game that's in front of you. Build up, you know, a joy and an energy and, you know, momentum.
Well, they've been doing all of that, Steph. You really have. Over their last 11 games, they've won 9 and held leads in each of their losses as well. And Golden State has used defense, right, to help sustain the run, ranking 3rd on that end of the floor. It's no coincidence Draymond Green is back. So as promised, Zach Lowe is here. Let's welcome him into the conversation, because the Warriors, they are rolling, Zach Lowe. So what have they proven during this recent stretch to you?
They have an identity. They've figured out their team. And what's always so tantalizing about the Warriors, even when they're in a slump, is they play a style nobody else plays, built around Steph and the way he moves around the floor and Draymond's passing. And when they're healthy and when they're whole, when Draymond's available, they were so close to landing on that identity. And then, bam, they got it. Draymond starting at center. A dose of Kuminga. Pajemski fits right in. Klay's playing better off the bench. He didn't make shots last night, but I like the way he moves move the ball. They're getting Chris Paul back for those bench units. They have found a style and an identity on both ends of the floor that fits their team. And when you know who you are and you know what you want out of every possession, it's a powerful thing when you have a superstar like Steph Curry. Andrew Wiggins is playing better. This team is rolling. And if they can get into the playoffs, and it is a huge if, as Steph said, they would be a scary first-round opponent for anybody at the top of the West.
I agree with everything Zach said, but he left out a key word, the word new. New identity, right? They're playing differently now with this lineup, especially this starting five. We're seeing a lot more pick and rolls with Steph Curry. We're seeing a lot of more isolations with Steph Curry, a lot more post-ups with Jonathan Kuminga. And it's the right mixture. It's like jambalaya, right? In order for it to taste good, you got to have the right ingredients in there. Sometimes you may throw in some Zumo sausages with shrimp and crawfish tails.
All right.
But that's what I'm looking at when I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors, right? You have Draymond Green. You have Steph Curry, the veterans. And then all of a sudden, you add a sprinkle of Andrew Wiggins, who's in the middle of his prime, but has been struggling, but it fits well with him. Pajinski. I got his name right.
The crawfish or the...
It don't matter. I'm going to tell you what he is. He's leading the league and taking charges, right? That's a thing that doesn't show up in the stat sheet and is so valuable. So this starting five with Clay accepting his role coming in off the bench with a new offense, this has been beautiful.
Well, the fact of the matter is that Steph Curry is taking matters into his own hands. I know a lot of people here, Perk, have been critical of Steph and his leadership in some ways, saying he needs to be vocal in what he wants. Well, everyone knows Steph Curry lets his play do the talking. And what have we seen? We've seen him, and Coach Steve Kerr alluded to this post-game. He's trying to be more aggressive to start games. He had 16 points in the first quarter. Watch this. Point guard responsibilities, rejects the screen, gets to his own three. Again here, oh my, like, I freaked out when I watched this play. Watch the push-off. Bam, there he goes. He goes flying, knocks down another three. And then here, again, has the ball in his hand, just able to use his handle, crosses over, tough finish with a pump fake there. Steph is taking matters into his own hands. I think he has heard the criticism. He reads it. We all know that at half. And most importantly, they feel better. They play more aggressive when he starts the game as such.
Right. He really is setting the tempo for the rest, the tone for the rest of the team alongside Draymond Green, as you pointed out so many times defensively. But at the end of the day, the question is, okay, does it matter? And I don't mean that to just sound like glass half full. I mean that because that's how tight the Western Conference is. Is it too little, too late? Because if you take a look at after last night's actions, this is what the play-in tournament would look like in the West. It's insane. The Suns, they'd host the Kings in the seventh seed game, and then the Lakers, they would take on the Warriors, and both teams, remember, they need to win two games just to make it into the playoffs. Now, I would never bet against LeBron James or Steph Curry in these single elimination games.
But you're going to have to do that.
Right, exactly, because the Lakers, they sit at ninth in the West. They're only a half game up on the Warriors after last night. Darvin Ham said that he expects, right, LeBron James to be back in action tonight against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs, but they really only have 25 games left in the season. How dire are things right now, Perk, for LeBron James and the Lakers?
I'm confused. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the draw, but damn it, I am a butter knife, and I can't cut you everywhere but loose, okay? So when I think about last night, why did LeBron James sit out? Like, you're playing the San Antonio Spurs tonight, and all of a sudden, he's likely to play. He's going to be available. So I'm thinking about the All-Star game happened Sunday. You had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You could have played last night. The Lakers need that game. They're in the play-in tournament, right? You're three games away with 25 games left of actually getting into the playoff hunt. And all of a sudden, you didn't play last night against the Golden State Warriors when your team needed you the most, right? Like,
But isn't it a back-to-back?
Yeah, but
how old is LeBron James?
Yeah, but okay, if it is a back-to-back, why not sit out tonight? It makes sense for you to sit out tonight. You play the Suns on Sunday.
Are both of those teams in the West?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You're going to climb up the standings. I know you might think head-to-head you might want to win versus the Warriors.
But strategically,
we saw
sense.
It wasn't just LeBron James. It was also Kawhi Leonard out leading into All-Star.
Right, but you could maybe more feasibly beat the Spurs without LeBron.
But what happened last time we saw them? You know, they tried to play that gamble before. I think they won with AD and they lost with LeBron too. So
yeah, but it's a critical part of the season, the moment. We're at the second half of the season.
So you're saying he should play in every game?
No. What I'm saying is play against Golden State. okay? Give your team a better chance of beating the Warriors, right? Going head to head. Sit out tonight, then you rest tonight. You rest Saturday, and then you go against the Phoenix Suns on Sunday.
I mean, you know this. We both have been in the situation where sometimes they want to extend your rest, right? Like, so your rest, it's instead of dividing it by saying, okay, you play this game and then you're off this day. Like, if you're coming off a All-Star break, we're going to give you a maximum amount of days instead of, you know, breaking that up.
Yeah, three, Shanae.
Yeah, but three.
Yeah, but he's even said that he's going to use that time to rest and rehab his ankle, and we don't know exactly what that rest and rehabilitation included. This is a time that players use to get their body right for that final stretch. I would have loved to see LeBron James in action against Steph Curry, but I'm not mad that it's against Victor Wembanyama. Where do you fall on this, Zach? Looking at these next five games and knowing that really they're looking up at a lot of these teams in the standings.
Yeah, three games doesn't seem like a lot to make up, but three games with 25 or whatever games left, and you're talking about good teams ahead of them, that's a lot. I don't know if it's dire, but right now the chances are way more than 50-50 that the Warriors and the Lakers are stuck in that 9-10 game unless one of them really gets rolling and one of the teams above them gets into a bad slump. And the Suns game on that schedule, circle that one. The Suns have the hardest remaining schedule in the league. The Kings have the second hardest remaining schedule in the Western Conference. The Lakers and the Warriors have to be crossing their fingers that one of those two teams gets in a slump and gets down into their range to put number 8 in play, and that head-to-head game against the Suns is a big, big one for that reason.
Yeah, climbing up to that 6th seed will be very, very difficult for both of these. But, okay, we've used enough dire, oh, this is so bad. Is this the, let's talk about something, a team that is just unbelievable. Words like awesome, words like historic, because the MVP leader, Nikola Jokic, did something that has never been done in NBA history. The Nuggets, they were in action against the Washington Wizards. This is the first quarter here where we're going to pick this up. Watch Kyle Kuzma here. He misses the three-pointer, and then Jokic gets the rebound. What is this? What?
It's one of one. That's what it is.
Like,
it's one of one.
Come on. The Nuggets extend their lead to double digits here, and then under 4 minutes left in the first half. Nuggets lead by 23 at this point.
Got him.
Nikola Jokic, a little pump fake action.
He's getting people with the pump fakes throughout the association.
That little mixture of a floaty and a finger roll. It was nice, though.
I do know that at the half perk, he had 10 points. He was 5 of 5 from the field. He had 14 rebounds and 9 assists. Denver would lead 72-49 at the half.
I mean, when you have the Wizards on your schedule, be prepared for a historical night.
Well, it was historic. He became the third player over the last 50 seasons with a triple-double against every opponent he's faced in his career. Obviously, LeBron James and Russell Westbrook each have 30 apiece.
Wow.
Nikola Jokic now has 29. He continues to his historic level of play. He became the first player in NBA history with a 15-15-15 game while making all of his shots.
It's too easy for him.
Too easy.
I mean, absolutely insane. Just, I mean, no one else has a chance at this point. Of course, he's still the betting favorite for MVP. Still to come on NBA Today. We are All Access with the Timberwolves today, so of course,
it's about time.
Anthony Edwards on the show. Hey, Perk, find out what he thinks about you calling him the next Michael Jordan.
I can't wait. Ant-Man!
That's coming up next. Plus, the Thunder. They sent a message to the Clippers. Wasn't it you who said the Clippers are flawless?
That was yesterday.
Danae is going to dive into this.
Get my boy.
And the West is loaded with talent, but who is the most dangerous player in the conference? Big Perk, he is the answer. That's next on NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
It's game day. We got another one, start of the second half of the season.
All right, down we go.
Whoa, that looks cool.
I get up, I'll make like tea. They'll have cereal. They got milk and cereal all over the place right now. I say good morning, we talk. I head out in about 15 minutes and get to work.
Love you.
Bye.
Cute. Mike Conley and the Wolves are going for their fifth straight win tonight, but they're not the only streaking team in the NBA. So should we do it, Janae?
Let's do it.
We're going to go streaking coast to coast. The Celtics is where we're going to start. They extended their win streak to a season-best 7 straight. Boston starters are now averaging over 92 points a game, the most in any season by any team since the 86-87 Celtics squad. So, Perk, is this the clear-cut best starting five in the NBA, sir?
I wouldn't say clear-cut, but I will say they are the best starting five in the NBA. They could just hit you in so many areas. They could chin-check you. They could hit you with the body shot. Whatever you want, they got it. God bless America.
Well, out west then to the Pelicans. They won their fourth straight to put them a season-high 12 games over 500. Zion, he dropped 27-9, and he said post-game, quote, "At this point, I got to win." Janae, is Williamson finally ready here to lead this team to the playoffs?
He is, and it's not just Williamson. It's everybody else. It's the whole crew. Last night, they had all five players against the Rockets in double figures, right? He's had 22 on the year. He's played in, what, I think about 45 out of 54 or so games. So they're doing right on time. They're right on time.
See why we gave that one to Janae? Well, Wembanyama, he was just one assist shy of the third 5x5 game this decade. But last season's clutch player of the year, De'Aaron Fox, iced the game late. Zach, it's been 20 years since the Kings won a playoff series. Any chance their drought comes to an end this year?
I think it's going to be 21. Sorry, Kings fans, but first you got to get into the playoffs. You might have to go through the play-in, and then you're probably going to have to play one of the top four of the West. You have a puncher's chance in some of those series, but not a great one. Sorry.
Oof. All right. Well, then in Dallas, Luka and Kyrie combined for 70 against the Suns. None prettier. I mean, the transition finish from Irving late, switching hands, righty finish. Okay, Kyrie, take a look at this. Okay.
He was in his bag.
He was, and the Mavericks have ripped off 7 straight wins. And since Irving returned to the lineup, they've jumped up to 6th in the Western Conference playoff picture, as you can see here. So this is what it looks like, the play-in picture out west as of now. The Pelicans and Mavericks are currently just above the mix. They're looking to stay there. And then the next four teams are all within 5 games of 6th, with the Warriors holding on to that final play-in spot. But things are tight. Zach Lowe, it feels like we haven't given the Mavericks enough love recently. What's the biggest reason that they are surging up the standings right now?
Look, all the attention is on the trades, and they made great trades for their team this year. Long term, we'll see. But the biggest reason is that Kyrie and Luka have meshed even better than even the most optimistic person could have projected. Kyrie has played at an all-star level when he's been available. They're cooperating in more pick and rolls. Good luck guarding that. Luka is coming to the forefront of the MVP race. This offense is borderline unstoppable when both of them are on the floor. And now they have a lot of different looks they can go to. They can have a dive man like Derek Lively or Daniel Gafford. And last night, we saw them go with Maxi Kleba at the 5, shooting all around Luka, the floor wide open. Nothing the Suns could do.
It's pretty safe to say, I think, right, the top 4 in the Western Conference seems locked in. The Wolves, the Thunder, the Clippers, the Nuggets, in some order, in some way, shape, or form. But outside of that quartet, Perk, are the Mavs the most dangerous lurking team?
I'm leaning to that direction. The Pelicans, still scary. The Lakers. But I will say this. Luka is the most dangerous player in the Western Conference. When it comes down to a guy that could kill you in any given series or send you home. Like, I heard Jason Kidd get so much, you know, like, backlash when he mentioned Luka in the conversation with LeBron, Jordan, and Magic, right? But when you think about what Luka has been doing to the league, he has been making love to everybody he's come across to. He has been giving them that work, averaging 34 points a night, averaging 8 rebounds, 9 assists. And when I think about it, I'm going to say this again. I said it plenty of times. He is the LeBron. He is LeBron James minus the athleticism.
Look, the Mavs are in Texas, right?
Yes.
Beyonce, number one on the charts in the country.
Texas.
Thank you. There is a dark horse in Texas, and it's absolutely the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
They got better at the interior. You said you were leaning. Well, we know if you lean, you're going
to
go all the way over. So I think he's basically saying the Mavs, watch out for them. And Zach, you're absolutely correct.
Yep.
It's the chemistry between the backcourt. I think we heard a lot of narratives about Luka and people not wanting to go to Dallas. Guess what? We've seen them have beautiful chemistry. Kyrie was in his bag, in his element. Luka was on the bench clapping him on. There's something surging. There's something swirling. They have the interior boost. They have great guards, and we know what happens come playoff time. He fears no man.
There is not quite the Celtics level of this is a championship or bust team, but they do need to have postseason success. That's the bar for the Dallas Mavericks. We've seen this in the regular season. We need to see it in the postseason. But before that, tip off your weekend with the NBA Friday doubleheader. Coming off of All-Star break, we got Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs taking on Tyrese Maxey and the 76ers. That's at 7:30 Eastern. And then our Timberwolves All-Access Day culminates in Minneapolis with Giannis and the Bucks in town. Since I'm getting ahead of myself, here's our Saturday primetime schedule. That's coming up tomorrow. I work every day this weekend. It all blends together.
I know, right?
All right, coming up on NBA Today,
consistently.
Though, OKC dominated the Clippers last night. But find out why Kendrick Perkins, he thinks the team should be lining up to play the Thunder in the playoffs. Okay, we're going to need to get into that. And who said that? Let's see if you're paying attention over the All-Star break. Who can identify the best quotes from the weekend? It's my favorite game. Plus, name any sport, y'all. Anthony Edwards thinks he can beat you. So I challenged him to his first ever game of Jenga. The loser has to do push-ups. See who had to do them. NBA Today will be back after the break.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
I think we always have something to prove until we actually, you know, get the job done. Until we win a championship or win playoff series or, you know, advance, like, you're always out there to prove, you know, who you are, what you're capable of as a team. So we have to go out there and do it when the time matters the most and, you know, turn the page on narratives and who the Timberwolves used to be and the culture and trying to change all of it.
So the Timberwolves, they sit atop the West. The two teams that are chasing them matched up in Oklahoma City last night. The Clippers, 36-17, third in the Western Conference. The Thunder, right in front of them, second in the Western Conference here. This was a great game in the first half, Shanae.
It was, but there's a reason why SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is number two right now in MVP favorites, because no one can move him off of spots. First, he gets to the rim. Here, he gets some separation. He has 40 30-point games this season. Again, 40 30-point games this season. This is his year. They have arrived.
This is the beginning of the third quarter here. The Thunder lead by
one. Timber!
Jeff Holmgren. Oh, my goodness. He's dropping Paul George. Finds Isaiah Joe for the dunk. Now the Thunder lead by three, and they'd start to roll.
And watch this play right here. I mean, come on now. All NBA. Like, he keeps climbing from year to year. Sorry, Norm.
He's keeping the mid-range alive.
Rim a little jumper? Woo. All right, the Thunder lead 83-75. This is late in the fourth quarter here.
But look how active they are defensively. Typically, the Clippers are this win. They found a closer in Jalen Williams.
And Williams, look at him here, hyping up the crowd. Let's take a listen to Ty Lue after the game.
They shot, I think, 71% from the field in the third, 70-something from three. Was that them making shots, or that just your defense not being what it needed to be?
A combination of both.
And so what needs to be done now going forward to, I guess, try to get your defense back again?
Maybe not play OKC again. How about that?
But you don't, do you?
No.
But the playoffs are coming. So, Zach, this young Thunder squad, only one game out from first in the West. How seriously should we and the rest of the league be taking Oklahoma City here?
If you don't take them seriously, what happened to the Clippers last night is exactly what's going to happen to your team. They're going to run you out of the gym with steals and block shots at the rim and SGA putting on a show and putting your guys' butts on the floor with his step backs and his crossovers. This team has the number one point differential in the Western Conference. Number one. Number two in the entire NBA. They have an MVP candidate. They have depth. We barely even seen Gordon Hayward. He debuted last night. We'll see more of him. I know they're inexperienced. They're not a good rebounding team. Some big guys can push Chet around a little bit, but they make up for that by blocking shots, getting steals, and scoring. You better take them seriously. They're for real.
For real, and at what level, though, Zach? Like, for real, far as their ceiling is a first-round exit, second-round exit, or they can actually go to the conference finals? Like, what's serious? We know that
higher
they can
ceiling
win.
Than that perk. First round exit, I got them a higher ceiling. If they're in the conference finals, I would not be surprised one bit. I know you would. We disagree. That's fine.
Well, I would. And I actually don't see them getting past the second round, to be honest. And it's because the lack of experience that they have, and especially with their rotation players. You look at Luke Dort and SGA, yes, they have playoff experience. I'm a huge fan of SGA, right? I think he's a bright young superstar in the making. I think Jalen Williams, he has a beautiful future in front of him. But that playbook gets that much thicker in the postseason. And right now, Jalen Williams, he is the number two option on this team. Do you know what the scouting report is going to do to him? You know he's going to have to go through his nicks and bruises throughout the postseason, get that postseason experience. We saw it with the Sacramento Kings last year. You remember how great they were in the regular season, putting the world on notice? One second. And then
Not this good.
Zach, you need interior, man, when it comes down to the postseason in the West. What happens if they have to go against Anthony Davis, who, by the way, his last three games against them, 31-14, 27-15, 26-11. What happens when they go against Jokic? I'm not saying the future is not bright, but I'm not ready to put that type of crown on them yet.
So you're saying the ceiling is a first round. You're saying first round.
I said second round.
Okay, second round exit for you. They are chasing, though. They've been impressive in the
Yeah, they are impressive.
Because look at the standings, right? The Timberwolves, they still sit at the top. But then you can kind of see how the rest of the conference is shaking out here. The Wolves are looking to win a playoff series for the first time since 2004. And our All Access, it continues with the leader of the number one defense in the league sitting down with the one and only Richard Jefferson, Perk.
Oh, he got to sit down?
Yeah, he did. A special edition of Film Room. Let's take a listen.
Wolves with numbers. The Rudy up for the two-handed slam in traffic.
You are the best defensive player in the league, in my opinion. I've watched this year, and there are closeouts that you have against perimeter players, and I think you know this. Your ability to guard perimeter players, that is going to be a huge difference.
Over the course of the years, they try to spread the floor, so I had to get outside of my comfort zone every year. And now I'm at a point when, like, I'm comfortable, like you said, you know, I'm comfortable guarding anyone.
I want to watch some of these plays right here. All right, top of the key, down by one, 21 seconds ago. You got Melo ball. Take me through this process, what you're trying to do.
My mindset was really to try to bait him into driving. Mm-hmm. I know that he got a little step back and he can shoot it also from pretty far behind the line too, so I didn't want to give him that. I also didn't want to foul, so I just tried to almost like crowd him a little bit to force him to drive, and, which he did, and then he had the patience of backing me out another time, but then the clock was running out, so
yeah.
I knew that at that time I had it.
Defending without fouling. All right, we're going to go another one. Paolo Banchero. Now, early in the game, ball ends up best player's hands. You're out on the perimeter. Now you're on the wing. You're not at the top of the key. Are you listening to your players behind you? Are you reading them and listening, or are they reading you?
So I kind of keep telling them that when I'm guarding somebody in ISO, I want them to kind of stay home a little bit. I mean, you probably heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that. No, I've heard you say it before. Because you're like, don't help.
But,
I got it.
But on the Paolo, can you run back? It's one of my favorite closeouts.
Yeah, run this.
It's one of my favorite closeouts because, as you see, when he catches the ball, I made him believe that I was going to jump on his pump fake.
Okay.
I could tell that he was going to pump fake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of pump fake the pump faker. You know what I mean?
You raise your hands.
I act like I'm jumping on a pump fake.
Yeah.
And then he realized that I'm not jumping. So then he realized that he can't really drive. So he ends up shooting anyway.
So here, dribble handoff with Jason Tatum and Porzingis. You know, obviously they want to get you away from the rim. Mm-hmm. What are you going to try and force him to do here?
There's a lot of things that he likes to do, but when he has a big on him, obviously he likes that sidestep three. He makes it at a very high level, so I try to make him think. So he tried to shake me with a move, and at that time I kind of like knew he was going to shoot it, so I just try to contest as high as I can to affect his shot. And he's capable of making that shot, but once again, if I'm able to lower his percentages, I did my job.
Okay, we talked about the chemistry on the lob. What is different this year? Because now I watch the tape, and there are four or five different guys in pick and rolls, in transition, throwing you lobs and looking for you.
They trust me, and they know that, you know, if they drive and the help comes, they know that if they throw it, it's gonna end up a dunk. It takes reps, and once guys realize that, it's happening and it's positive for our team. Like, they're just doing more and more, and also it's contagious.
Let's run that back. That play right there. That play right there. This play means a lot to me because we were watching this here. One, I love the fact. Why are you waving at Anthony? What are you telling Anthony Edwards there?
I was telling Ant to run to the corner because the only guy that can stop me from getting the dunk is his guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if his man decides to get in my way, and spaces, that means he gets a three.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get those guys, Ant and Cat, to really run to the corner because they're such great shooters that it puts Tim Hardaway Jr. in a really, really tough spot. And when things start clicking and you have that trust that start, you know, happening, it's fun.
So Rudy Gobert is the odds-on favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. That's according to ESPN Bet. Would he have your vote right now, Perk?
Yeah, he got mine.
Same. All right. And Shanae's. He would be the third player in NBA history to win the award four times, would join Hall of Famers Ben Wallace, Dikembe Mutombo for the most in league history. Miss Agumake, my friend, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How's your basketball movie knowledge?
Oh, I don't know if it's that great. Well, no, it is. Love and basketball.
You're
going to
need it. We're playing Who Said That.
Space Jam.
We got some surprising. Are you start spam
everything.
Movies? All right, we'll see if that works. That's next on NBA Today.
Double team.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
African Americans built this country. Our ancestors who have given us and paved the way for us to be in this position. There's just a respect that goes into Black History Month. It means a lot to just feel that.
I think it's important that we don't just pinpoint a specific time frame, but that we keep educating ourselves every day. I do truly believe that it should be a Black History Year.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
It's Friday, so that means let's have some fun. It is time for our hit game, Who Said That? We're going to take a look at some quotes from the last couple of weeks, couple of days, and ask our esteemed contestants who said that. Sounds good?
Let's get to
Sounds
it.
Sounds great. All right, let's look at our current standings here. These are tight. Kendrick Perkins, you are trailing Shanae Agumake. Zach Lowe, you are right in there. Look at those percentage points that you guys are separated by. We don't need to talk about Richard Jefferson. So Zach, we'll let you have the chance to move up first. Are you ready, sir?
No.
All right. Well, we're going to start anyway. Which player was asked about their favorite basketball movie and said, quote, I like High School Musical for some reason. Troy Bolton. I like the scenes. It was pretty dope. Was it Tyrese Halliburton? Was it Anthony Edwards? Or was it Austin Reeves?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, the movie
We're all in this together.
I like High School Musical for some reason. Troy Bolton. I like the scenes. You know, they put it together. It was pretty dope.
You know what it sounds like Zach needs to do? He's got to get his head in the game. You got to get your head in the game. It's all right. It was released in 2006.
There's a reason why you didn't give it to me.
I don't know how you missed this one, Zach.
All right, Shanae, you're up next. Let's see if your head is in the game.
Probably not.
Who said, quote, I don't have to play, if I don't have to play in the Indiana Pacers, I'm not stepping foot in that state. That's kind of rude. I do not want to be in Indiana. I am not an Indiana guy. Was it Josh Hart? Was it Jimmy Butler? Or was it James
Harden? I think it's the podcast with the Knicks, the bros. So I'm going with Josh Hart.
Was it Josh Hart?
Is it Roommates?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes!
Great podcast, by the way.
I saw the clip from the podcast.
If I don't get to play the Indiana Pacers, I'm not stepping foot in that state. I am not an Indiana guy.
You don't want to be there when you play the Pacers.
Yeah.
So Shanae up the standings.
Let's go.
Flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach. We're fully high school. Zach can't stand
We're breaking free.
All right, let's stop before the lawyers get involved.
We ran up the bill real quick.
All right. Well done, Shanae. Kendrick Perkins, let's see what you got. Who from NBA Today went on the wildly successful Low Post podcast and offered this take? That's a terrible headshot, by the way. Quote, I don't think restaurants should serve dessert. Was it Malika? Why am I talking about myself in the third person? Was it Richard or was it Woj?
It definitely wasn't Woj, right? Because I didn't went to restaurants with Woj. This is not something that RJ would say. This is all the way. This has Malika Andrews written all over it.
Was it Malika Andrews?
I don't think restaurants should serve dessert.
Like, what kind of take is that?
Okay, right. This is the take. It's that I feel shame whenever they come up and they say, oh, do you want dessert? And someone, you say before me, no, we don't want dessert. And then I feel boxed into this corner of wanting dessert and knowing no one else wants it. So I think they should just offer it to go for everybody. So you can just have it and leave.
Or you could just say, yes, I want it. Y'all can sit back while I eat this.
But I want to eat it in my bed at the end of the night when I've digested a little bit, preferably in my pajamas.
That is
or
true.
Less.
I'll tell you what, man, you won't be going to dinner.
We only go to Fixin' for lunch anyways. All right, last one is for everyone.
Dessert.
Zach is making me expose all my quote-unquote terrible takes like bananas are disgusting. All right, who said, quote, if you get a tech for overreacting to a call that was deemed incorrect, you should get your money back.
It's got
to
be Draymond.
Was
right?
it Draymond, as Chene says? Was it Luka Doncic or was it Jason Tatum?
Tatum, Draymond.
I'm going to go with Luka.
Luka, we got one for each. Where are we rocking?
I feel like the bait is Draymond, but it's yep, there you
it's
go.
It's Jason Tatum.
Too bad you don't get a point, though, Zach.
Oh, yeah, too bad.
You get a
tech.
What? We're overreacting to a call.
No point.
And you were right. That tech should be rescinded. You should get your money back.
I feel like you guys are giving me texts for
He's
my
right.
dessert
yeah.
take.
You get
my
a major double T ejected for your tech take.
It's correct. Also, no bathroom attendants. That was the other take I gave on that podcast.
Some bathrooms need attendants.
No, I want whatever business you're doing in there, you want to do it by yourself. You do not want any witnesses sometimes. Not me specifically.
Hey, I ain't going to knock nobody's hustle.
It's not me specifically.
She's crying, America. Malika's crying.
Oh, my gosh. Can we go to the promo? Jason Tatum,
can we put
take
her
us there, please. No.
You yes. just said it.
No more headshots. No more. This is not all access Malika's life. This is supposed to be all access with
Minnesota.
Minnesota Timberwolves. This is our Saturday NBA game. NBA Countdown tips it off at 8 o'clock Eastern. See how I got serious real there? All right, since that's going to be a must-watch game, it's time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. Boston 3-0 against the Knicks so far this season, and everyone sees a clean sweep. Zach, Chinay, Perk, they have all seen the Boston Celtics taking care of business in the Garden. Maybe that's a good sign for New York when you guys all pick the same team. That tends to not go very well.
Oh, hey, there you go.
All right, so that's it for you picking. Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers receive $100 in
bonus bets.
That
looks like an orange that you're holding.
Once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet.
Your hands are so big.
Hands are huge. Coming up on NBA Today, Anthony Edwards is next. We talked about MJ playing Jenga, and someone did push-ups during the interview.
Who's the best player in the NBA?
Me.
If it's you, then who's number two?
I'm going to go with Kat.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Everything about Anthony Edwards is fun. I mean, passing off the backboard to himself in a game, and not to mention he's hilarious. He named his dog Ant Jr., yes, after himself, which is just incredible. He still had a flip phone in 2022, and he took it upon himself when I interviewed him in 2023 to teach me how to properly eat hot fries. And then he made sure to take all the leftover bags with him to go, just like walking out like this. Talking to him, it is always a good time. And our conversation leading up to today's All Access, it truly was no different. But one other thing to know about Anthony Edwards, right? He's competitive in everything the man does. And I really mean everything. So naturally, I challenged him to a game of Jenga. And while we did that, we also talked about just how far his Wolves team can go this year.
You're competitive in everything you do. Jenga, you've never played before?
Nope.
So you pull out a piece, whoever topples down the tower loses.
Loses, okay.
I got a new hobby, bowling. I'm really good at bowling now.
Bumpers or no?
Man, come on, man. Like 200.
Your confidence, where does that come from?
Since I was a kid, I've always been confident in everything I do. And I don't think it's gonna change.
Look, right now, you know what we're watching? The 88-89 version of Michael Jordan. That's what we're seeing out of this young man. Wow.
So Stephen A. Smith, Kevin Garnett, Kendrick Perkins, they have all compared you to the next coming of Michael Jordan. What do you say to that?
I mean, how would I look denying it? But I don't want to be compared to somebody of such caliber. I mean, I haven't did anything on his level yet, but I love it. I love that they got faith in me for sure. I mean, they're not wrong.
And Edwards, the explosion to the rim.
Who's your GOAT?
My GOAT?
Your GOAT.
Man, this is going to sound crazy, but Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant's your GOAT. Tell me more.
I mean, I've always just been a fan watching him play as a kid, you know. He's the first 7-footer I've seen, like, putting the ball on the floor and scoring off the dribble, so I've always been a big fan.
I actually think you're supposed to put them all back on top.
Oh, for real?
Like, building it back up. I'll just build up. We can just build back up the tower because it makes it harder.
Yeah.
How confident are you that this is the year that you guys go to the NBA Finals?
Super confident. If everybody stays healthy, I think we're going to be a problem.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, for sure.
Who stands in your way?
Who stands in our way? Ourselves. Myself, I think I'm a big impact on being in the way if I'm trying to hunt shots and play iso ball the entire night, you know, and not get my teammates involved. So I think ourselves, we're in our own way.
Look at the moves by Edwards. Swashbuckle and slamming!
Now you can go for like these ones, the lower ones.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
See,
now you
but
can
it
go
ain't
for those.
Smart to go for those. Oh Lord. Okay.
This is go time. It's clutch time.
Oh, man. McDaniels, no. Oh,
let's talk about the MVP race because this is the first year we've seen the minimum 65 games. You're the number one seed in the Western Conference. Where do you put yourself in that conversation?
I like the 65-game rule. I like that. I mean, what are we here for? We're here to play 40 games out of 82.
I don't think that should be rewarded. I think the 65-game rule is important because it makes you understand, like, you're here to play basketball. You're not here to play every once in a while and rest, so I like it. Oh, you ready to see me try?
Yeah.
Let me show you something.
We're going to be playing this game for 3 hours. It's still going to be, like, the tiniest little tower.
You're going to knock it down, though.
No. I have a steady hand. This hand is steady.
I'm willing to bet you knock it down.
What are we betting?
10 push-ups.
10 push-ups and I knock it down. Deal.
Oh, she can knock it down.
No. Oh, you pulled the table! Knock it down. That means I gotta do 10 push-ups.
She knocked it down, y'all.
That means I gotta do 10 push-ups. All right, here we go. One, in heels.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we got Malika doing push-ups all on right. TV, y'all. My first time playing Jenga.
I gotta work on my push-up form and heels.
I'm successful. Thank you. It's always
Thank
a pleasure.
You, Ant. I appreciate you. Yes.
Well, solid push-ups. Great.
Those were good push-ups.
Thank you. I maintain that he moved his table. But Anthony Edwards has used the Team USA experience this summer to propel his superstar leap, right? Ant leads the top team in the West. He's the first player in Wolves history with 25 points, 5 boards, and dimes in a season, along with a Jenga win. So it was fun to interview Ant. It always really is to have a conversation with him. But I wanted to end our week here on NBA Today. I'm still salty about this. Playing a little bit of Jenga, Kendrick Perkins, Shanae Agumake. I wanted to challenge you to this.
You're next, Shanae.
Okay.
While we talk about Anthony Edwards is 10th right now in the MVP voting. Do you think he should be higher, Perk?
He should be higher. He should be higher.
Well, am I supposed to put it on top?
I understand the numbers, right, and the historical numbers, but he's... Hold on, what's going on? He's averaging.
Multitask.
Oh, don't shake the table. There you go. There you go.
What is he averaging, Perk?
25, 5, and 5.
There you go.
And so he should be higher than 10th in MVP vote. You see how hard it was to talk and to play Jenga at the same time? I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I kind of agree. 10th is a little bit surprising, particularly when you're talking about the number one team in the Western Conference.
Correct.
Yeah. With the best defense. That's the thing, though.
Oh, shoot.
Like,
maybe I should go lower.
Think about his leadership.
There you go.
And you think about what he's done for that organization. He's given Coach Finch an opportunity to take over that locker room.
Look, we're going to soon say he's the face of the league. Carl Anthony Towns on our All Access said it earlier on First Take. They're all in alignment.
Yeah, yeah. What happened?
Me and Shanae are just going to keep playing ourselves.
Oh, my bad. It's my
Come on, Perk.
You got it. Oh.
What is this table like?
That was coming. That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today. Thank you so much for spending your week with us. Enjoy the rest of All Access with the Minnesota Timberwolves.